In the name of the God whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is forever. The killing of 12 people in Paris who were allegedly involved in creating cartoons that were felt to be antagonizing the feelings of Muslims. That killing unfortunately happened, and it really is a deplorable thing to have happened. We Muslims need to condemn what happened. Indeed, of course, making of such cartoons is not what pleases us. It hurts our feelings as believers. But the fact of the matter is that we ought to respond in a manner which is civilized, which is rational, and which creates a good impression about our faith. I want to clarify it that there is no formal punishment for blasphemy in Islam. The Quran mentions the fact that there were people who used to indulge in acts that were clearly blaspheming, and yet there was no punishment mentioned anywhere in the Quran, even though the acts and statements of blasphemy were clearly mentioned. There are people who claim that the one who is guilty of blasphemy ought to be killed on the basis of certain incidents that are mentioned in the books of history and hadith. Each of those incidents can be explained by a law that has been mentioned in the Quran, which is the law that is relevant to the messengers of God, who, when they present the message of God clearly, in a way that there remains no doubt about the veracity and correctness of it coming from God, then the people who are the direct addressees of the messengers, they get punishment from God in one form or another, and they get killed. Those who were killed for the apparent act of blasphemy were not the ones who were taken to task for them getting indulged in blasphemy. They were killed because they had rejected the messenger of God. And as I said, those who were found guilty of rejecting a messenger of God beyond a certain deadline, after which the message was absolutely clear, the punishment was meant to be inflicted. It was an era-specific punishment. It was a punishment inflicted by God, at times through humans, but it was not at all meant to be universally applied for all times to come. Our job is to just clarify the message of God. Our job is to respond to the questions, to the complaints, to the criticisms raised by people. Most certainly, non-Muslims do not agree with many of the claims that we make. And it is the job of the people who think that the message of God, which has been expressed in the Quran, is meant for the entire humanity. Well, that message has to be clarified politely, wisely, rationally. And the only way of doing it is to do it peacefully. Whenever an act of aggression is undertaken in the name of Islam, it brings a bad name to the message of Islam. People are drawn away from Islam. Anybody who is doing it is unwittingly going against the purpose of spreading the message of Islam. It is making people either scared or even they are inclined to hate and are not at all impressed by what is happening. So what I'm trying to say is, to all those people who are indulged in such acts and feel that whoever was involved in this costly act of killing did anything that was good and acceptable, not at all. It is something that has caused huge damage to the cause of Islam, because we are here to clarify the message of God. We are not expected to cause harm to the people who are indulging in blasphemy or criticizing Islam or raising questions. Let's face it, when we claim that the message is meant for the entire humanity, it is our job to explain it to the entire humanity. The West claims to have reached this point wherein they celebrate liberty and freedom of thought. Well, we must employ and make use of this freedom of thought and expression to our advantage. If we claim that our message is from God, then we must explain it. We must convince people. We must address their questions, their issues, their problems. And that is what is going to cause people to come close to the message of God. Let's face it, that the West has allowed Muslims to convert their own citizens to become Muslims. It is happening in Europe. It is happening in America. It's happening everywhere. Why on earth would then anybody who is interested in the cause of Islam be inclined to indulge in violence and aggression in the name of Islam? Honest to God, no matter whatever be their intentions, what they are doing is most clearly going against the interests of the message of God. May God Almighty enable us to understand what the truth of His religion is. May He enable us to have the right kind of approach towards spreading His word.